Good afternoon, sir. I mean, good morning, sir. What is your name?
Ray Zellweger.
Ray Zellweger.
Ray Zellweger, that is me.
Okay, so that is a revocation. Okay, hold on one moment, sir. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, sir, so she'll be right with you once you get all the paperwork in order.
All right, now.
Okay, Mr. Salazar?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please start by stating your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Yeah, Ray Albert Salazar, DOC number 293597.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant.
Uh-huh.
And you were notified about this hearing on November 20th, and you signed a form that day. It's the form that said the hearing would be today.
Yes.
Okay, you remember that form. On there, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is you could hire an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself in the hearing. So did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I'm just going to be representing myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, so my left, all the way to the end, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Turner, and you'll be able to see him in a moment here. He is with the Department of Corrections, and he will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Okay.
So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Salazar and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
Okay, and Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Salazar, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is read each of these allegations to you, and I'll need you to respond if they're true or false. Okay, sir? So we'll start phase one. The first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about August 15th, 2018, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated August 20th, 2018. Mr. Salazar, is that true or false?
True.
It's true? Okay, sir.
Yes.
Allegation number 2 is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of heroin on or about August 15, 2018, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated August 20th, 2018. Mr. Salazar, is that true or false?
Yes, ma'am, that's true.
That's true? Okay.
Yes.
And then the third allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of parole staff by failing to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center on or about August 16, 2018, as verbally directed on August 16, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Salazar, is that true or false?
That's true, ma'am.
That's true as well? Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Salazar's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed in a criminal laser company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Salazar, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to fill us in with some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back. Talk with you in just a minute.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Salazar was released from ADC custody on 7-9-2018 and arrested on 11-2-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 11-2-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 6-15-2019 with 78 abscondes. Current conviction, 2014, armed robbery, 5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG information, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs and alcohol noted. However, after his return to custody, he received a guilty and was found, he received a major and was found guilty of that charge. Other arrest, 2007, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2008, DUI liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. His GB score, G1V3.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Salazar, we have a written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision, and it looks like you were released to live with your grandfather on South 12th Street in Phoenix?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you stay there the whole time that you were out?
No, actually, I didn't. I was only there for about, not even a month. I stayed there for a little bit, and then
okay, then where'd
I
you go?
From there.
Where'd you go?
I met some girl, and I started staying with her.
Okay, so you moved in with a girlfriend. Did you let your parole officer know about that?
No, I didn't because I already had violated. Soon as I found out that I dropped my dirty, I took off. So
you figured you already had a warrant, so you just didn't.
Yeah, stay. I got paranoid. Yeah, I didn't take off, but that was it. I came to prison with a dope habit, and I left dope sick, and my thing was. When I left, I was afraid of being sick, I need help. So I'm not going to sit here and give you guys a stop story or anything about, I messed up. Yeah, I know that. My thing is, I don't want to go home or go to the streets. My thing is, I need help. I have a disease. I have an addiction. And I was under the influence when I was supposed to go to the AMRC program. And I was like, the only thing was I told them, yeah, because I was trying to run away from them. I didn't want to get locked up right there and then because my thing was like, oh, they're going to get me right now. And I'm going to tell them, yeah, I want to go to the MRC program. I was high at that time when they told me that, when they asked me, were you willing to go to this program for a rehab? I need a rehabilitation now because I got a major when I first came in because I didn't want to hit the yard for the fact that there's drugs everywhere in here and it's basically handed out like candy, everywhere, every corner. It's worse than the streets, basically. I don't need to go find people to go find it. All I got to do is look around and say, yeah, I need to get something, and they hand it to you. That's just how much it is in here. So right now, I just barely hit the yard. So, I was in the hole for about 20 days, and I'm just afraid to, use, I don't have the tools, the communication, the discipline, anything, I need some kind of, inpatient program, while right now my mind is clean.
So, sir, I need that help. Which drug, you're addicted to heroin?
Yes, really bad.
Okay. Okay, and so when was the last time you used heroin?
The day that I was arrested.
So November 2nd.
I was arrested.
So you've been clean since...
Yeah, the night.
You're clean since November 2nd then?
Yes, I'm clean since November 2nd.
Okay, all right. So it looks like you were responsible to go to some counseling, some anger management counseling, but you missed some of those. Why did you miss those?
Well, when I got out, it was just like being around, like I said, I left like dosing from prison. Like I have this mean disease and I met people out there who were like, there's this girl I met with, obviously, and I started using it. I said, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. I went to this environment again, where I don't have these tools to think, I'm like, my mental, it's all messed up from the drugs, I don't know how to think or say no. Or do none of that, I don't have the help. And yes, I didn't have family support.
What, was your girlfriend using as well?
Yeah, she does meth.
She used meth, okay. And you mentioned your family. What family do you have?
Right now I have my papa that stays on South Wall Street. I got him and whoever stays there, my little brother, and my uncle and my dad.
And everybody stays there at that residence?
Yes, they stay there right now.
Your brother, your uncle, your dad. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any children?
Yes, I have a daughter.
You have a daughter? And where's your daughter? Who takes care?
She stays, her mother.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 7.
7 years old? Okay.
Yes.
And do you maintain a contact with her, a relationship with her?
No, for the simple fact that I'm an addict, she don't talk to me.
You don't want to be, okay. Because the mother of your child does not use drugs?
No.
No. Okay. All right, well, that's a good thing. Were you working at all when you were out?
You know what? No, I was not at all. I want to do so bad, but I just got drove back into the
I understood. I understand. And what were you doing when the Phoenix PD picked you up?
Absolutely nothing. I was just like, you know what? I'm going back to kill my number. And that was it. The only thing that was running through my mind was like, yeah, I told my buddy, tell him I'm a lover, and they let him go. And then that was the DOT drop-off. They just said, well, you got a warrant out for your arrest. And we're taking you back to Alhambra.
So you just walked up to a police officer and surrendered?
Well, actually, my friend, he had license plates that were 2 years old. He had a tag, and they were following us.
Okay.
And then they pulled us over, and then they ran my name, and
right.
I had a warrant out for
me. Right, because you just happened to be there when they did the traffic stop.
Yeah, bad place, you know, bad time.
Okay, all right, sir. So for 78 days when you were absconded, it didn't occur to you to call your parole officer?
No, I actually didn't. Because I was under influence, I don't care when
right.
I lie, you know.
Right.
I make stupid decisions, you know, bad choices.
Right,
you know.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question? Okay, Mr. Salazar, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if there's anything else that you haven't already told us. Is there anything else we should consider, sir?
The only thing that I really want is an inpatient treatment. That's all I'm asking for, you know. I don't want to go to the streets. Like, I don't want to go home. I'm going to be transported to an inpatient facility, and if it's for longer than my parole time, it doesn't matter. I need some tools to be, you know, to be a better me. You know, I don't know what it's like to get paychecks. I don't know what it's like to have a 401k. I don't know what it's like to pay a bill. Like, I don't know any of the things, you know. I'm just still like, I'm 30 years old with none of that. You know, I got little brothers and sisters that have all the houses and everything, and one day I want to be able to do that same stuff, so... I hope you can find it in your heart to help me out.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you, Mr. Salazar. The board is going to go into discussion, and we do our discussion in public, so we'll ask you to just stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay,
sir, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Salazar is very upfront about the fact that he is addicted to heroin. And that's a very difficult addiction to overcome. He has some family support, it sounds like, but unfortunately got connected with a girlfriend that is also doing drugs, so that was not a good thing. He did use meth and heroin while he was on community supervision and absconded for 78 days, which is of big concern to me. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I would listen to any input from board members. Mr. Quinones?
I agree. The 78 days is hard to look past.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then. Based on information, we're at 2018W2503, our conversation with Mr. Salazar, information from Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Salazar was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company specifically by absconding for 78 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities.
Second.
Agreed.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal. Agree. Dr. Rowe, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Keenan. Okay, Mr. Salazar, we're back to you. The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir. And I know that's not what you wanted to hear. This board does not have any authority. We're a separate entity from Department of Corrections. So we don't have any authority to place you somewhere. But, I mean, I understand your sentiment, and it sounds like you have a great desire to get clean and get off of heroin, and we sure hope you are able to do that, because it's very difficult. But you've taken one step, and that's to make up your mind. You've got to keep that in mind. There are some things that are available. I hope that you're able to get into some NA there. Or AA, either one of those are helpful, because whatever you start there in prison, you can continue out on the streets. And what that does is it associates you with people who have a like mind, who want to stop using. And that helps you stay strong in the face of temptation. Gives you a whole new circle of friends, because you need to stay away from those old friends and develop a new set of friends. So we certainly wish you the best, sir. Hope that you have a successful transition. We're showing you a release date of June 15th. So we have about six more months to go, almost exactly. And we wish you the best. Thank you for participating in your hearing today. And if you'd give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
They just told me to hang up. There's
obviously nobody in here.
Oh, there's no one else. Okay, all right, sir. Well, thank you very much, then.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you.